Joining us right now, our correspondent Roy O'Neill, to talk a little bit more about what's happening with the latest on the COVID pandemic, as the cases seem to be going up a little bit. The mask mandates across the country are being debated right and left, even here in Birmingham. Roy, good morning. Welcome in.
Yeah, good morning. The big number yesterday was that 38,000 plus people were all jammed into a sold out baseball game. That was the first time we've seen that in about a year. So the Texas Rangers welcomed that big crowd at Globe Life Field yesterday to take on the Toronto Blue Jays. Oddly enough, it was the governor's order, Governor Greg Abbott of Texas, who let those stadiums be at capacity with wearing masks. But he did not show up himself. He declined. He's protesting baseball's decision to pull the All-Star game out of Atlanta. So that's why he didn't take part in any baseball festivities in his state yesterday.
Yeah, I would imagine there's a lot of people. In fact, we're going to be talking about that a little bit later this morning that are not happy with Major League Baseball right now, that decision to pull the All-Star game out of Atlanta. Just ridiculous. You talk about hypocrisy. But let's talk about what happened in Texas and other ballparks around the country now as the crowds continue to grow and get back to somewhat of a normal get-together. Some masks, some not masks. I mean, are there a lot of people talking about how this is not the best way to be going in spite of what's actually going on?
Right. So those 38,000 fans at the Rangers game were supposed to be wearing masks, but the camera footage clearly shows that most were not. Maybe they tried it for a little while. The president has said that they should not have done this. They should follow Dr. Fauci's advice and not have these sold-out events. Obviously, baseball is watching this very carefully. They want to get fans in the stands back as soon as possible. The players' union also has some concerns about watching all this. So we're going to find out in 2 weeks if there's a spike in the Arlington, Texas area or not.
So Greg Abbott, he said, nah, I'm not going. That was a pretty clear cut on where he stands.
Right. He was supposed to throw out the first pitch, but then he said, you know what, to heck with it. You know, granted, he's the one that let this all happen, let these large-scale events take place in Texas again, lowering those spacing requirements. But again, they were supposed to be wearing masks, but the governor said, no, to heck with baseball. And he wouldn't even invite the All-Star game to be held in Texas. Granted, we heard that decision last night to go into Denver. But, so the governor of Texas clearly got his feet settled in on this issue.
Well, he's not alone. There's a number of other officials that said, I'm bailing on the first pitch. No, thank you very much. But Major League Baseball, I think, stepping in it right now with that decision in Atlanta. And then they turn right around and cut some sort of deal with China to have baseball games there. And China, as we know, some of the worst human rights violations in this world. Where do you think this is going to go with the Major League Baseball throughout the season with this type of controversial move they're doing?
Yeah, and then what does this do for the baseball fan who just wants to sit back and watch their team play a game? And it's a, you know, I don't know. I think there's a lot of frustration, exasperation from the public as Just Baseball and other organizations have these back and forths over these political decisions. And most people just want to keep the politics out of, I mean, they go to a ball game to keep the politics out of these things, you know. So I don't know. I think fans are just going to be turned off by the whole thing.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, I've got some friends that are adamant, you know, Braves fans, but they're shaking their head at this move. But yet they're like, look, I'm tired of politics coming to my sporting events. You know, it seems that's the only venue now that is getting all the attention about it, because so many people are bringing politics into it, the players, the organizations, the leagues, and it's just one thing after another. And I think, you know, this whole culture and this wave of, you know, everybody, you know, I've got hurt feelings, we got to do this, cancel that, cancel this, is getting way, way out of control here. And I think ultimately it is going to end up hurting the baseball season this year. So it's a shame. You know, we're coming out of...
Where's the escapism anymore?
Exactly. You know, we're coming out of this coronavirus thing.
Where do you go to just say, that's it, you know, I'm stepping out for a minute, give me my 3 hours.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe people need to have the same type of deal that my sister and I have. You know, she's extremely liberal and left, and she's gay, and she's everything on the other side of where I stand on things. And I said, look, we're not going to talk about same-sex marriage, we're not going to talk about religion, and we're not going to talk about anything that's controversial when it comes to politics. So anytime this conversation comes up, our cue is, hey, sunshine and roses, and that's the key to go get a beer and head out to the deck and change the conversation to something else besides all this.
And there's only so many conversations about the weather, too. So.
That's exactly right. Well, it's a shame, but, yeah, I don't blame the governor down there. Thank you, Roy. I appreciate you this morning.